This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Definitely the key is we want to really offer value to our customers and clients. It's not about, oh, we've got a conference, we've got to fit in an hour of doing something. You know, it's about delivering something that's meaningful to the people in the room and how they can interact on that and engage with that as they go back to the workplace.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello, folks, and a very warm welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. This is the podcast where you can hear all our insights, tips and tricks on team building that we have delivered over the last 20 years of being in business as Team Challenge Company. We've got lots of great things coming up, from in-depth interviews with business leaders right through to some of our partners around the world that we work with on their team building events. I am delighted to be joined by my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. Jerry, how are you today?
Very well, Jonathan. I did a 6 mile run this morning.
Oh, feeling good. Word. Yeah. That's 6.5 miles longer than I did.
Yeah,
Stephen, how long did you run for?
I ran a bath.
He's lying.
What you say?
He did a 15-mile walk, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're the true athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode is going to be all about the outcomes that our clients like to achieve or hope to achieve whenever they get in touch with us to plan their team building session. So, Jerry, Stephen, straight into it. Why do we think about and why did we talk about splitting our experiences into the outcomes that people can achieve whenever we deliver that specific experience for them?
It did not come easy initially. Over 10 years, I would think, of creating team building programs, experiences, and then a little eureka moment came on and we spoke to ourselves, I guess, and the team and some outside people as well to look in at our business and help us identify what we were doing that was different to everybody else. And that took a little bit of guts because you think you're good at everything. So after that reach out and a little bit of consultation, they did an exercise where they pulled out all the words we use and all the words our clients, I guess, are asking for and came up with a synopsis of 6 different experiences or outcomes, should I say, that can fit the majority of scenarios, but not excluding the rarities of ones. I think that was a very humbling but exciting thing to do because we challenged it. We said, no, it can't be 6. Surely there's one fits in here, one fits there. And surprisingly, it all came the way we really wanted it to. And if I may say, better than we had hoped, because all of a sudden we felt like we were in our own bathwater, you know, felt comfortable, easy to talk to, and all of a sudden we had that missing particle for when that call comes and all we have to do is say to the incoming caller, the client, what is it that you would like to achieve with us? And that was it. And then we, you know, I mean, it was a few high fives for us going around. You know, we thought, yeah, that's the business. I mean, I won't list them out just now, but I think that's how we came about the 6. And there wasn't much to and fro, and I think they all fitted in wonderfully well.
And Stephen, you know, I know the importance for us, team building has never just been about getting out of the office for the day. It's always been about delivering something and achieving something for our clients that they can take back into the workplace. And I know that from the inception of the company, that's always been at the core of what we do. Don't know if you'd like to talk a little bit about that.
I think way back over 20 years ago, a lot of team building was very product orientated. So you got on a quad bike and you spent an hour on a quad bike, or you did archery, or you did laser kite pigeon shooting. But for us, as we work with clients, we wanted to make it more experience orientated. So we wanted to deliver something as an experience for the client, potentially still using some of that equipment. But as the growth of the company has accelerated over many years, it's gone from competition through to collaboration. And so therefore, the offer that we have for our clients is much more orientated to what they can achieve back in the workplace and how we can deliver those events and activities on-site or off-site, indoors or outdoors, but give them that overall boost to their company. And that's why we work with companies across the world, both virtually and live.
And again, those outcomes don't have to sound overly serious. Lots of times people want the outcome of just getting out of the office, having
Absolutely.
Some fun and having a good time.
Morale booster.
Morale booster, exactly, yeah. But definitely the key for us is we want to really offer value to our customers and clients. It's not about, oh, we've got a conference, we've got to fit in an hour of doing something. You know, it's about delivering something that's meaningful to the people in the room and how they can interact on that and engage with that as they go back to the workplace. And, you know, that's really been at the core of why we have worked so hard to help decipher these outcomes and allow our customers and clients to find where they fit and what experiences fit with those.
We, you know, we dug deep. We do corporate social responsibility and it sounds a mouthful. We're trying to find a way around that. And the one that outcome we came for that became change and growth, and that actually flipped our minds as well into we could achieve more than just corporate social responsibility, which I'm not sure for me it doesn't land very well. And since changing that, the influx of questions about that, what does it entail, what can we do, the feedback's been great, and we've managed to give back to hospitals, kids' hospitals, with Lego, cars, clothes. You know, it feels good that we never really had that opportunity before. People just used to be on our website for years, and I don't think, to be totally fair, we didn't do any.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just by changing the word and giving it a different feel, it gave people the outcome that they were looking for.
So listen, that brings me on to talk a little bit more about the outcomes in detail. As we've mentioned, there are six. We haven't listed them yet, but I'm going to take the responsibility. So here I go. I'll read them out in all my glory. The six that we've chosen are collaboration, fun and social, morale boosters, creativity, leadership, and finally, change and growth. What would you say are the most popular outcomes that people are looking at today, Stephen?
I would say it depends on the life, the longevity of the company, in that those companies that have been around for a long time and are already hugely successful are looking for more collaboration. They're looking to strengthen the team, and they're looking to go from pure competition into that collaboration level so they can take an even more successful view as the months and the years go on. Where I do think that the younger teams that are just getting together for the first time and maybe just a new startup company want to have a bit of social and a wee bit of fun, and again a networking opportunity so they can meet and greet each other, hopefully in a live event, and so that they can kick off maybe the start of an exciting journey together at whatever level they're at in their own company.
Jerry, what do you think?
Yeah, I would probably concur about the collaboration. However, it depends where they are in their journey with us. You know, we have clients for like 7, 10, 12 yeah. years, so they would meander through them as part of their life cycle. And I guess I can't talk about the one I favour the most, but the creativity is always one that can be fitted in into almost any outcome that the business would like us to create. I mean, am I allowed to talk about one in particular?
Yeah, absolutely.
We do one called Animate, one of my favourites. I love delivering that programme because they have to create a whole storyboard generally about their business, but it can be fun too as well if they just wanted to maybe perhaps have the morale booster in there, or just fun and social. And they have to use animation techniques to take photographs and to stop go motion, a bit like Wallace and Gromit. And then at the end, we knit it together in this little mini movie. I think the take home was great. One of my special ones was for Specsavers, and it was amazing. They were making little mini glasses, and of course, the famous catchphrase, "Should have gone to Specsavers," was the ending. They just loved it, and it was great to be part of something like that. From the outcome, from it, they call and go, you know, we want something that's creative, not too physical. You know, sometimes you hear that because people are scared by the Bear Grylls scenario of team building, which no longer really exists overly, but there's a place for everything.
I always find it interesting, you know, the types of outcome that are focused around maybe industry that they're in, or as you say, like, you know, the part of their journey that they're in. I think creativity, funnily enough, is one of those that people are most nervous of, especially when you call from an accountancy firm or a law firm and they think, oh, you know, we're not creative people. Yeah. We shouldn't do creativity. But that doesn't mean that you've got to design something, build something. It's about, you know, enticing your brain to be a bit more electric, to be a bit more energized. And I think creativity really, you know, pulls through from that for sure.
One of the things that I personally get a lot of involvement with and really excites me is work with clients on change and growth, especially with acquisitions and mergers. And I found it immensely edifying to work with clients who have acquisition opportunities, take over other companies and merge with other companies to have a bigger platform, and how that can really challenge their focus into what they want to achieve as a small group, a medium-sized group or large group, getting even bigger and maybe moving into new markets as well. And I like to try and follow those companies to see how the results of their success of some of their team building activities have played out over the following months and years. And we've done many, many events, as Jerry will know, with clients who have emerged and acquired and grown and grown and grown, but still keep at their core some of their key values, which is always reinvest back into their team and their staff.
Just to add to the point too, because that was a good one, when they come to us and ask us, that doesn't really reflect on their selection. You know, they could choose to be collaborative, but they could have a musical event. You know, it doesn't have to be what they automatically think it is. Yep. It could be, like what you mentioned there, change and growth, but it could be in there, they could be doing an orchestra, or they could be building a movie, or they could be building an F1 car. It's all variants. So you don't have to think that you want a mechanical team building event, or a sit-down boardroom type of event, or an escape type of order event. Mm-hmm. It's better to have the outcome first and then let us help you make the choices of what's available in that area.
Yeah, and the experience is just the vehicle that we use to deliver the outcome, isn't it?
Go, that's goal there,
thank
Jonathan.
Thank you. Yeah, write that down.
Again.
Yeah. I might put that on the website later.
It's a t-shirt.
Exactly. No, you know, from our perspective, it's all about the facilitation to deliver that key message at the end. And there are some people that want to choose flat out F1 as a good example because there are elements of planning, strategy, communication,
competition.
Yeah. Exactly. And other people want to choose it because they like building F1 cars. Yeah. So we help them and everywhere in between to make sure that we can fit and deliver on their outcome. And I know that's been key to, you know, what we've created, Stephen.
Yeah, when our client phones up or emails or messages in another platform, I think we have to keep it as simple as possible so they get it real easy. And so they can, in their head, interpret that so that's to the benefit of their colleagues. And it should be as simple as this exercise is beating a box, which is like an escape room type experience, or maybe launching a rocket, which is part of a sort of a Dragon's Den type experience, or it may be...
Yeah, something like peak performance where you have to present to the team your best findings of your route to climb Everest or something like that.
So we always have to understand that when we're talking to the client on the telephone, they have to interpret what we're saying and be able to pass it on to the rest of their team and their colleagues. So we have to get the right fit for them. Obviously, that's supplemented by the fact that we will send them out brochures and pretty pictures and lots of different email information. But they have to be able to understand it right from the off so they know it'll float their boat and the boat of their colleagues.
It's definitely an authority. You know, when they call, they feel that we know what they may wish to have. We just haven't identified it with those six outcomes, because it's rare you take a call and go, what would you like to achieve? And they don't have an answer. And if you forget to ask that, you just meander through a call, you know. So starting it with that is, dare I say, revolutionary.
Okay, so once perhaps, you know, someone's been in touch and they have had an opportunity to chat with our team and learn a little bit more about what they want and learn a little bit more about what we're going to give, how do we, you know, move the process forward from there? What is it that our team does to help hold hands to get you to from start to finish with your inquiry?
Yes, okay. Well, we hopefully and thankfully, they'll all have shared some of their ups and downs of their team, so we have a good insight into what they would like to achieve. And practically, you know, we appoint a team of within our team to look after you and hold your hand through the process and take all the, you know, that fear away in some respects. Key part of that role is to make you feel comfortable and confident that we've got the ball for you because you've trusted us, you shared with us, we've sat around our team, we've come up with the best experience for you to follow. And then it actually then bleeds in and we keep in touch constantly because there's always little bits, perhaps doing a little bit of printing of what your event is called, what you'd like to achieve from it. We can introduce that in the way of a flags or banners and things. I think that's always a nice touch. And then in the lead up to the event, we pass it over to our operational team, and the head event manager would always be in contact with you as well to put you at ease with some timings of when you're going to arrive, how it's going to work, practicalities of the thing that are on the ground that you kind of forget in the initial burst of, oh, let's do something. So that's always a good tick box to have as well.
I think our clients would advocate the fact that we've always got integrity and that we're always honest and say to a client what we can deliver for them and don't oversell and underdeliver. And I think that's really important so the client's got trust in us and so they can step back and enjoy the day themselves and they know that we are going to, as Jerry said, hold their hand and take them from the first initial inquiry right through to the very end. And also I reflect on the fact that our name is Team Challenge Company, so they're all going to be challenged in there. There's always challenges for the client and there's often challenges for ourselves as a team to deliver the event, but we take on those challenges and make sure that the client has got the very best day or weekend or week or whatever it might be or experience with us. And so we develop a long-term partnership with that client. That's what we're looking for, so that we can make sure that we're the one-stop shop for them when they look for any form of entertainment or team-building experience.
Yeah, we'd like them to be comfortable with our business and not just one individual in a way, because we're very closely knit. We all look out and we're all involved in all the process, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great, boys. Listen, thanks very much. Lots of good insight there on outcomes, what you can achieve from team building, how important the outcomes are to us, and really think that we nailed some good things there. So good effort all around. If you've enjoyed listening today, we would love for you to check out what else is on our website. You can see all the various experiences that are on there. You can also search via outcome. That might help you if you're planning your team building event. Check out resources. We've got case studies. We've got client feedback. And everything in between. So teamchallenge-company.co.uk. Check it out. Stephen, I hope you've enjoyed it.
You nailed it.
Thank you. That's my favourite term. I'm going to keep that else. Jerry, how are you?
Yeah, I'll wait to do some push-ups. Good man.
We all need to. Thanks very much, folks. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Team Builders Podcast.